In today's gospel, Jesus provides Peter, James, and John with the miraculous catch of fish, and then calls them to be fishers of men. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Recently, in a little spiritual magazine, I read a story told by a woman named Dorothy Mefford that I think throws today's gospel into some kind of perspective for us. She tells the story that she loved flowers. So one day she went out and bought this beautiful begonia. And she put it in her den. And she, every day she watered it, and she, you know, she put fertilizer on it, and all of a sudden the leaves began to turn very green. They grew and began to turn very green, began to put forth the little buds, but the buds wouldn't open. They just wouldn't open. They kept putting forth buds, but then they would die. So she, for 6 weeks, she took care of this plant, and then, you know, she just kind of gave up on it. She said, "Well, that's it." So she took it out. She had a deck. She put it in the corner of the deck with the idea that when someday when she went down to the dump, she'd bring the plant down with her and get rid of it. Well, as it turned out, she began to have a series of issues. Somebody in her family had a serious health issue. She had a relationship issue that was troubling her. She began to have a few financial problems. And as much as she worked on these problems, as much as she gave herself to the problems, they just didn't seem to be getting any better. She was getting depressed. One day, she went out on the deck just to clear her head. And as she got out there, she smelled this beautiful fragrance. Where was it coming from? She looked, and what did she see? In the corner of the deck where she had left that flower, a beautiful big bloom had come out, and the scent was just wonderful. And all of a sudden, something dawned on her. As much as she had taken care of that flower, watered it, fertilized it, there was something she couldn't give it that it needed. It needed the sun. It needed the sunshine. And at that moment, something came into her mind. She said, you know, here I am grappling with all these problems that I have, and I'm trying to do it by myself. What I need is the wisdom and power of God. What I need is the wisdom and the power of God. And she said from that day on, as she turned to God, things began to improve for her. I think that's a wonderful example of what we see happening in the gospel today. Now remember, Peter and James and John, fishing is their livelihood. They know how to fish. The fish weren't biting. They worked hard all night. They gave it everything they had. And they caught nothing. So when Jesus says to them, drop the nets down, go out into deeper water and drop the nets down, why? They knew there were no fish there, they thought. But they take him at his word and they go out and drop the fish down, drop the nets down, and what happens? We know what happens. This huge haul of fish. See, it's the same situation. They gave it everything they had. They worked hard at it. They did what they knew they had to do. But it was only when Jesus was there with them that work bore the fruit it hadn't been able to bear beforehand. What's that teach us? So often in life, we give it all we've got, and we don't succeed. Maybe it's because we're trying to do it all alone. We're not giving a chance for the Lord to work with us, to give us the wisdom, the courage, the strength we need. We have to listen to Him, turn to Him, tell Him we need His help, we need what He has to give us, and then do what we have to do. We might be surprised at what happens. I heard another little story about this man named Roger Danforth. He was in his late 50s, and all of a sudden his wife died very suddenly. Devastated him, of course, we understand. And he was depressed, he was angry, he was anxious. And, you know, as time went on, time didn't heal, didn't heal his wounds. It just got worse and worse. So one day the doctor said to him, look, you should go on a trip. So he did. He got up and went on a trip. He went to Italy. And he's in Italy, you know, and he's visiting all the sites, but nothing. It's just awful. So one day he goes into this church, and he's kneeling there, and he's praying to God. He's saying, Lord, what are you going to do for me? I can't take it anymore. Of course, he doesn't seem to get an answer. He goes out, and outside of the town, this little town he was in, there was a cliff walk. He started walking along the cliff, looking down at the ocean, and all of a sudden this thought came into his mind. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to end it all. And he's standing there looking down. All of a sudden, he hears this beautiful, clear music. Beautiful, melodious music. And he looks to see where it's coming from. And there, sitting on the cliff a little further down, he's this little boy. Little boy with a kind of a raggy shirt, shorts, and he's playing a harmonica. He's playing his harmonica, oblivious to everything, just playing the harmonica, but it's so beautiful. And all of a sudden, it hit Roger. He said, wait a minute. He said, look at that little boy, lost in his music, the music itself. All of a sudden, it just touched his heart. And later on, he said, God used that moment to show me that life still was worth living, that there was beauty in life, that there was wonder in life. He used that moment in response to the prayer I had made that I didn't think was being answered. He used that moment to help me get over, begin to get over what I was facing. You see, once again, by ourselves, we struggle. Turn to the Lord. Let the Lord work and see what happens. So today, maybe you and I should look at that. What's going on in our life? Where are we struggling? Where are we finding difficulty? Where are we finding it hard? Where are we tempted to give up? Let's not. Rather, turn to the Lord. Turn to Him in trust. Listen to Him as He says to you and me, put out into the deep and lower your nets. Put out into the deep and lower your nets. Let's do that. And let's see what happens. Because with the Lord, all things are possible. May God bless you.